this time of year that's supposed to be really magical, joyful, full of love and connection can actually be the biggest time of year where you end up in a lot of arguments with your spouse. Finances, the mental load, like the gift buying, the gift wrapping, the holiday planning, the school activities, the logistics for travel. Your normal routine is out of whack with so much going on, but there is one way where you can reduce this, and that's by leaning on your partnership.
Welcome to the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Perda. As a marriage coach who's been through and still going through the trenches of motherhood myself, I get it. Life gets busy and sometimes your relationship takes a backseat. But guess what? You can feel like a couple while raising kids, and I'm here to help. Join me each week here as we dive into the messy but fulfilling world of marriage and motherhood. From navigating conflict to reigniting that spark, we're going to chat about it all. So, if you're juggling mom life with wife life, this podcast is for you. And hey, if you love what you hear, I'd be so grateful if you could rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Here's this week's episode.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. This episode, I'm going to be pulling back the curtain on how I have been handling the holidays lately and the difference that I'm seeing in how I feel, how I'm experiencing the holidays, and how it is affecting my marriage. So everyone, Christmas is literally around the corner, and I want to talk about how we can start to experience this holiday season differently. And I'm pulling back the curtain on how I've been handling Christmas and the holidays in general differently in the recent years, and how it's impacted me, how it's impacted my marriage. And I just want to share with you what that looks like in my own experience so that you can decide if you want to start implementing something similar, or give you some inspiration so that you can start to enjoy the holiday season a lot more and stress a lot less, okay? So first of all, I want to start off by talking about why this time of year is so damn stressful for us moms, okay? Like, it's a lot, and we know it's a lot, but I feel like when we break it down, it starts to make a lot more sense. Why this time of year that's supposedly supposed to be really magical, really joyful, really full of love and connection can actually be the biggest time of year where you end up in a lot of arguments with your spouse, okay? So the reasons why couples are arguing more during this time of year is because we're burned out. There's so much shit to do. We feel unsupported. We have unmet expectations. Finances, like if you don't agree on how much to spend on gifts, or maybe finances are an area of struggle right now. The mental load, right? Like, let's talk about the gift buying, the gift wrapping, the holiday planning, the school activities, the logistics for travel. Where are we going? Who are we seeing? It's a lot. And splitting the holidays, that's a huge thing too. Do we go to your parents or do we go to mine? How do we decide? And also having the kids at home during winter break, who's going to watch them? What are we going to do with them? It's just all out of whack. Your normal routine is out of whack. Your normal schedule, the things that you normally have alone time to do, becomes at risk, okay? So those are probably the most popular reasons why couples tend to fight more during this time of year. With so much going on, of course, things are going to be way more stressful than other times of the year. But there is one way where you can reduce this, and that's by leaning on your partnership, okay? Now, traditionally, women have assumed the role of magic maker. Now, whether it's because your mom did all these things, society's pushing it on you, whatever it is, probably all of the above, if I'm being honest with myself. I know I did this, and I'm still trying to like figure out different ways to unlearn this. In past years, I remember feeling really, really stressed out during this time of year. I was so stressed out, and it became so normal that I was just accepting that things are the way they are. This time of year is just hard. That's what I believed, right? And sometimes it really takes not experiencing things the same way for you to realize how differently you can actually experience the holidays. So I have an example. Okay, this is actually a really recent one. So my teenager has been tasked to do the dishes lately, right? It's part of, let's just say, a consequence of teenage choices. And so he's been in charge of dishes. Normally, that's something that I do, okay? And so with him doing that, now after I put whichever child I'm putting down that night, I have nothing to do. And at first was like, what do I do with myself? This is weird. Normally, I'd be doing dishes, but this is kind of nice. So I had that like moment of adjusting to the difference. And now I have this free time and I'm like, ooh, I can go do whatever I want. I can get ready for bed. I can do some work if I wanted because I love what I do, right? Or I can read a book. I can lay in bed. I can watch a show. I can hang out with my husband earlier, right? And I had no idea how awesome it was to have this sense of freedom because I was so used to having dishes as part of my routine, right? Like, okay, the kids are down. Now it's this. My night is not over until that is done, okay? And the reason why I'm sharing this story is because the way we feel around the holidays is related to that. And we can approach the holidays in the same way, right? So instead of just accepting that this time of year is hard, we can acknowledge that it's harder, but we don't have to accept that it has to be this level of stress the entire time. And we don't have to accept that it has to be this level of stress at all, okay? So I personally would love to wake up Christmas morning really excited and really well rested. I don't want to feel irritable and yelly because I burned myself out by taking everything on by myself, which is what I used to do, right? So I wanted to share ways that I've been lightening the stress on myself this Christmas season for a more relaxed experience. Because I've been doing these things that I'm about to share, I feel like I've been more present with my family. I have been more connected. I am getting into conversations I never thought I'd be getting into with my family in a good way. We've been having more fun playing board games together or even just talking around the dinner table. Last year's Christmas morning was so much fun. It was not so much like when you get stressed out, you can start to get really naggy, right? Like I know I do. And I wasn't that. I was fully in the moment, enjoying the giggles and like not caring that messes were being made. I was just happy that we were together and having fun and taking pictures. And I even was taking less pictures than I normally do. And that's how I really know I'm being present because I'm like forgetting to take pictures. So here's one thing that I have been doing that has made a really, really big difference. And it's really practical and simple to apply, okay? So the first thing is to talk about what's most important for us as a family this holiday season with my husband. Setting the intention is so helpful in all situations, but in this situation, it's helpful because it helps us set boundaries for ourselves. Because when we say out loud our intention, like, hey, this holiday season, I want to feel more joyful. I want to have more fun. I want to feel less stressed out. I want to feel calm, right? And when we do that, when we set these intentions, we automatically start focusing on making sure that the decisions that we're making, what we're signing up for, what we're committing to doing is lined up with that. So that's a great way to set boundaries for yourself, because then we're making that intention become a reality and we're communicating it with our partner so that they can help make that a reality as well. We are working together. And then, of course, they're going to share how they want to feel too. And so then you are proactively navigating the holidays rather than what I have been doing in the past, which is very much reactive. Just kind of like do, hope for the best, and then feel regretful that I ended up getting really stressed out and yelling at someone because I got upset over something. So questions that you can ask each other are, how do you each want to feel this time of year? How do you want to feel on your own, like by yourself? How does he want to feel? How do you two want to feel as a couple? And how do you want to feel as a family? This is going to be a really great North Star for you guys to decide, okay, this is what's most important for us to feel this way. How can we create this? What do we need to do? What do we need to not do? What needs to be our focus? How can we do things differently to accomplish this? Because that's what it really comes down to, is feeling how you want to feel. And if you're splitting the holidays between families, then talking about how you're going to decide where you're going, how long you're going to stay if you have to travel, and then coming up with a united message for each of your families so that you can deliver the news on who's going where, for how long, and how you're going to handle potentially hurt feelings because maybe you're not going to visit one family on Christmas Day, but you're going to go there Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas or a few days after Christmas, right? Anything that you can do proactively as a couple and create a united message on how to navigate that is going to be so, so helpful for you to, as a family, as a couple, as a team. And when we know how we're going to respond, that helps us feel more confident about having those tough conversations, okay? Hopefully it's not tough for you, but I know for some people it can be. So any preparation that you could do on how to handle topics that you know that are going to come up that could be potentially upsetting is also very helpful. Maybe messages that you can just remember on how to shut a conversation down, change the subject, or just say you're not comfortable talking about that, or an exit strategy, right? Maybe you're gonna like put your hand around your ear and that's gonna be like the bat signal for your husband to come save you, right? Like there are tons of ways that you two can incorporate more partnership into this time of year where there's just a lot more outside influence on your marriage that can create a lot of challenges, okay? If you're traveling, work together to handle logistics and planning, okay? I don't know about you, but like historically, I have been the type of person who's like, okay, I got everything. I'll look up the flights and I'll do the packing and it. No. Okay. If this is not something you enjoy and it creates a lot of stress on you and you're going to end up giving your partner the side eye because you're like, what the hell are you doing? I'm doing everything. Give yourself permission to share this task. Okay. It is not just your responsibility. Okay. On top of that, give yourselves more time. I feel like this is always an underutilized piece of advice, which is like, give yourself more time to get wherever you think you need to go, because we're always rushing. We're always ending up stressed out and arguing with each other, and it's just not a good thing. So give yourself more time, especially if you're flying, right? Airports are probably going to be crazy busy. So go earlier, then you can move at your own pace. Things won't bother you as much because you're not on edge, right? And everything's going to go so much smoother. Now, in terms of the magic of the holidays, it's really easy to get carried away this time of year. And yeah, we all want to be the magic maker. It's so awesome seeing their faces light up, being the person who contributed to their joy, right? But what makes things truly magical for our kids and for our family is actually happy parents, us being in good spirits, right? That's what's going to help us enjoy the holiday better. Not doing all the things, being super burned out, and then the next day, they're excited, they're potentially amped up on sugar, not making the best of decisions because they're so excited and hyper and high energy. And you're like, oh my God, stop, don't touch that. What are you doing? Get off the couch, like whatever it is, right? We can almost be like a machine gun, you know, like it just doesn't stop. It just keeps coming, but like not a good thing, right? So try and be aware of the things that you're committing to and checking in with. Do I have the capacity for this? You have probably like the best ideas on how to make this season magical for your kids, but you don't have to do all of them, okay? If you've got the help and it's cool with you, do it. But if you are feeling stressed out at the thought of actually executing on all your ideas, permission to not do all of them. Permission to have a low-key Christmas, okay? Do Christmas however it feels best for you. Go back to your intentions that you talked about with your husband and just do that, okay? What matters most is how you guys feel. Not how it looks or how expensive the gift is or how many activities you bring them to. It's about how you each feel. And there are so many different ways that you can create this feeling that you want to feel. And it doesn't have to look like burnout. Okay. So give yourself permission to not do everything. All the things involved with making Christmas happen. Nowhere does it say it's mom's job. Okay. I know it feels that way because I've definitely made that assumption so many years in a row, and I'm still finding things where I'm like, oh, that's an assumption that I've just made, and that's definitely not what I want to continue to do, right? Like gift wrapping. I definitely assumed that that was my job. This year, my husband and I are doing it together, okay? We are going to be setting up a movie, and we're going to have a gift wrapping party. Because I don't want to do that myself. I actually hate gift wrapping. I hate it. So I'm relieved to know that I've got a partner in this so we can knock it out and get it done twice as fast and just be done with it. Okay. I actually love the gift buying process, not so much the gift wrapping. That's a pain in the ass for me. Anyway, all the things related to Christmas are not mom jobs, okay? They're just things that need to be done. So work together with your partner to figure out who's tackling what so you're not left resenting him and feeling unsupported, okay? Because here's what happens. Just like with household responsibilities, a lot of times we as women make the assumption because we've seen only women do these things. Plus, I feel like the media also just markets towards us. And so we are alerted earlier in the year and it's constantly in our face. You don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to do responsibilities by yourself. You don't have to do child rearing yourself. You don't have to do the holidays by yourself. Okay. And from your partner's perspective, it can look like you've got everything handled. Okay, when really, you just might be really good at hiding that you're not handling it really well. You're just pressuring yourself to do it all until you reach that point where you just like blow up, okay? You meet capacity and all of a sudden you just feel overwhelmed and you're getting into arguments with your spouse, you're getting upset by the kids more easily. It's just not very pretty, okay? And it took me years to realize that I was doing this. So don't automatically assume that anything is your responsibility. Instead, just look at it as something that needs to be done. Not something you need to do, but something that needs to be done. And then have a conversation about it. Okay, here, right? Talk about it. Figure out between you two who's going to do what. Tackle the list so that everything gets done. Involve them. Give them the opportunity to step up as a partner. This is not them helping you. Okay. This is you co-chairing this holiday season as a team, as a couple, as parents. I hear so often women are like asking for more partnership, more support. But what I'm noticing, at least with my clients, is that they're not actually sharing what they want or what they need. And I know I can get this way too. I can get this way where I become hyper independent and do all the things. And then it's too late by the time I notice that I'm actually spreading my negativity amongst my family because I'm so stressed out from doing all the things, right? And so if this is you, this is your signal to change something about it. So permission to not do everything, to not sign up for everything, don't do all the volunteer work, don't decide that all of these tasks are yours to complete. Team up with your partner, because that's what you want, right? You want partnership. So be a team. Act as a team would. Say, hey, we got this project. Let's get it handled together. If you want to be a team, then you've got to be a team. Okay. Next is to make time to connect. The best way to balance out the stressful nature of this time of the year and to argue less is to bring in more fun. So work together to each have alone time, to take care of yourselves, and to prioritize time together as a couple to connect. Whether it's having dates outside of the house, if you have nearby support, or inside the house, the more solid you two feel as a couple, the better you're going to be able to get through this season more resiliently, more connected as a team. So you can find ways to make things special for each other. Tell your partner what you want to do so that you don't feel like you're always the one planning. It's like, hey, I think it'd be fun if we wrote each other cards, sharing how grateful for each other we are. Or I think it'd be great if we could have a night with a romantic dinner, just us two. You don't always have to be the one planning, but you can pitch the idea and see what happens, right? Like, okay, I'll handle this, you handle this. There can still be an element of surprise just from that. Even though you're sharing what you want, it doesn't make it any less special. At least then you're not like burying this deep desire that you have, hoping that they're going to read your mind, hoping that they know what you want. If you know what you want, share it. You're going to have such better odds of actually having it happen than if you keep your mouth shut and get upset. And all of a sudden you're in this argument where he had no idea where it started. Okay. The last thing is along the same vein of writing a card for each other. It's practicing gratitude. Gratitude is such an underrated exercise and practice, especially in your marriage. There are so many times where things go unsaid, but we feel gratitude. Or maybe it's feeling tough between you two now, and you don't know what you're grateful for. It is so helpful, so beneficial for your marriage for you to find things to be grateful for. Even simple things like, oh, thank you for hanging up my towel before I got in the shower. Or thank you for loading the dishwasher. One less thing for you to do, right? Talk to each other about what you're each grateful for. This can go such a long way because it's so nice for you to realize how your partner sees and appreciates you and vice versa, right? We all sometimes need to get reminded of how we are in their eyes, and practicing this level of gratitude is a great way to do that. It can be a sitting where you're like, okay, let's do this as one of our dates. Or it could just be one-offs throughout the day. This season is meant to be a season of connection. And so if that's something that you really want, find ways to create that feeling of connection, the feeling of closeness. You get to enjoy this holiday season just like everyone else does. Doesn't matter that you're the mom. Let's challenge what it looks like to be a good mom, okay? To me, being a good mom means being present, being connected, being available emotionally, having fun with them, caring about them, talking to them. And you notice that nowhere in there is like, do all of the things, right? Like, I'm not even doing Elf the Shelf this year because I just don't want to. I mean, it might make them smile and might add some joy to their lives, but the idea of Elf the Shelf stresses me out. I don't want one more thing to remember to do before I go to bed. So I just decided we're not doing it. And that's okay. My kids are fine. They mentioned it a couple times, but like, is their life worse because I'm not doing it? No, they're fine. There are other ways that I am helping create a magical experience for them. Okay. Well, I hope that this was helpful for you, and let me know what you are going to do as a result of listening to this, okay? How are you going to incorporate partnership into your marriage this holiday season? How do you want to feel this holiday season? And if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'd be happy to support you. Otherwise, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate. And I hope that this one is the best one yet and that the ones to come are going to be even better and better. All right. See you back here next week. Bye.
That's it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. I would so appreciate that. And if you love what I share here, then you're going to love and want to join my free private Facebook community that's also called Marriage and Motherhood. I hope to see and connect with you in there.